Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Remedy.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 17th. Tuesday, October the 17th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister's got a very, very important topic for you today. Today, we want to jump into, the power of words. We want to talk about word magic. We want to talk about part two of the word, which is etymology in English, etymologia in Latin or Greek. Today, my brothers and sisters, is part two of the series that breaks down how to know the truth. Instead of depending upon someone else to tell you the truth, today I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how you can determine the truth for yourself. Now, there are a lot of different versions of the truth, but today we want to talk about how to determine the truth. Brothers and sisters, this message today is really, really, really dangerous because today we're talking about word magic. Word magnetic or magikia or magi. The word magi or the magi. So the magi was the magicians. We're talking about Christian magicians or the magi. So the magi were the wise men inside the Helios Biblius or the Bible or the book Bible or the Bible. So etymology is a chronological account of the birth, the origin, and the development. The birth, the origin, and the development of a world, which is a word, which is a world. It's a word with the L or the illumination in it, or Lucifer. So anytime I illuminate something, I need Lucifer to illuminate. Let me say that again. If you want to illuminate or become illuminated or become a part of the ill means sick, illumination means light. So if you want the part of the sick light, now there's a lot of light out there and nothing wrong with light, but the concern that I have is, as I've been saying for years, is it's really important when we talk about the subject of life. The thing that we have wasn't the original thing, meaning this is dumbed down light. This is bent light. The English language is Enochian or bent light. It simply means three things to verify what I'm saying. I don't want nobody to believe me. I don't want you to believe anyone else. I don't want you to follow anyone else. I don't want you to follow me. I don't want you to worship me. I don't want you to admire me. I don't want you to look up to me. I just want you to be who God has designed and gifted you to be. I want you to vibrate on the level. I want you to respect yourself and respect others. And the only way to do that is for you to know the truth, not a version. And what we have, we live in a world today where the version of the truth is presented. And the only way to get out of this lie or this box that you are in, it's a great box. It's a wonderful box. There's nothing wrong with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. However, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is all inside of the Codex Gigas or the Devil's Bible. Now, everything on earth needs phosphorus or phosphate to exist. Everything. In order for life as we know it to exist, it requires illumination. And what I'm doing right now is I am using word magic. What most people do not know about words is that they have magical properties called sigil magic or Celtic magic or Hollywood, where we get the word Hollywood, comes from the holly tree. So these properties are very effective at deceiving the mind or empowering the mind. Let me say that again. These properties, these mystical or magical or magnetic properties, are very powerful in deceiving the mind or empowering the mind. Let me say that again. You have a natural spiritual state. It is your natural right. It is your natural God-given right that is given to you by the big G. But it's the process of using words that trick you into committing or doing something. Now, I am very good at what I was born by God to do, as I talked about on yesterday's show. I apologize to anybody that I've ever hurt, harmed, or defrauded with my speech. What does that mean? Words have the power to give life and take life. So charm is harm. C-H-A-R-M is charm. I'm very charming. However, if I don't understand, I create harming, H-A-R-M. So if Christ is not in the words that I speak, it produces harm instead of charm. Now, that's in itself a problem. Now, I'm doing like I did yesterday. I'm broadcasting on both channels. So you may hear just a little bit of feedback or what have you. Or if you get disconnected from Blog Talk, just flip over to my other channel. The number again is 515-739-1285. That is my other channel. Now, brothers and sisters, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've really, really changed my speech after a few people who I hold in high esteem are coming out, so to speak. Meaning, as I've said before, if I just came out and just said what I know, we would not be friends. Now, everybody that I know, they don't believe like me. Everybody, my brothers, my sisters, my biological brothers and sisters, my wife, my kids, my neighbors, nobody believes like me. So I would not have any friends if I just told you what I believe. Because I don't believe anything, I just know certain things. So if I told you what I know, now as I said before, the difference between a believer and a knower is a believer doesn't have proof. A believer has a theory. A knower has a theorem. So the difference between a theory is it's not scientific. It doesn't use exegesis that we talked about yesterday. It doesn't use etymology that we're talking about today, and it doesn't have the ruach that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Now, yesterday I broke down the word exegesis or exogenesis, which according to the definition. Now, the word definition means two things. Everything on earth is dual because one of the principles of the seven principles of universal spiritual law is called the principle of polarity. Now, the principle of polarity states for every up, there's a down. For every left, there's a right. For every happy, there's a sad. That is the principle of duality. So that means when I'm speaking, I'm actually creating duality. The Bible says it this way. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself. It says that life and death is in the power of the tongue, meaning that the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So exegesis, according to dictionary.com, comes from the Greek word exogistal, which means to explain, to interpret. It means to explain and interpret from ex, which means out, and hesgistal, which means to lead or guide. So exogesis means to lead or guide you out. Now, I talked about that yesterday. So I am leading and I am guiding you out. Out of what? Out of a box. What box? This world. What world? W-H-I-R-L, which creates W-O-R-L-D, which is from W-O-R-D. So if I add the L, Lucifer, into the word, which is what he's done, Lucifer added jots and tittles. So there is no vowels in Hebrew or Paleo-Hebrew, which according to my book that I wrote many years ago called Hebrew, the Mystical Language of God. So according to the Kabbalah, Hebrew, when spoken in its original form, creates mystical and magical things. That's where the word abracadabra comes from, which means I create what I speak. So words, music, movies, media, it creates altered states of consciousness, meaning it changes your mind. Don't believe me? Go to a movie, really, really happy. Watch a sad movie, bam, it changes your mind. It changes your state. Go watch The Kings of Comedy or a comedy movie. It makes you happy. Go watch a scary movie. It makes you scared. So movies, media, math, music, and language changes your mental state. That is the power of the magi or the magic. Now, the word gene is code for the word gen. So inside of your genetics, as we talked about yesterday, it's your word genetics, which is genes. Now, a gene is a gen. Now, I did that on the last series when I talked about fire ram and fire beings. So the genes, J-I-N-N, were fire beings that was created before mankind. So the genes of the gen are manipulated with the genes of Homo Neanderthal. Or Homo gargantuan, or Homo erectus, or Homo sapiens. So there's eight different types of mankind, turn it around, kind of man. Now, inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, I break down what the Bible exposes in Genesis chapter 6. What does that mean? 666 is sex, sex, sex. It's word magic. So Hebrew is a mystical or magical language. It's called Judaism. And I'll break all of this down as well. So the power of etymology is word magic. Now, people tell me all the time, Brother Will, I don't believe you, brother. And I tell everybody to do what I do, and maybe five people that I personally know, really three, that I personally, I know there are other people that do etymology as well, but I don't know them. So I know three people who are etymologists. Now, as an etymologist, I do something totally different from everybody else. So as an etymologist, which we're talking about today, which is part two of how to know the truth, not believe, but know, God placed books inside of you called your dielucoric ribeye acid, acid, meaning your DNA. Now, DNA is code for Dan. Now, there is a tribe of Dan. Look at the letters, D-A-N, DNA, Dan. Now, inside of your DNA is your destiny. God said he's predestined you. So he placed this inside of your DNA. So in order for you not to fulfill your God-given destiny, I have to control you. And the way that I do that is through mysticism or through the magi or through magic or through magnetics. Now, everybody knows what a magnet does, but nobody knows what a magnet is. Do you know what a magnet is? Yeah, if you do, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We need to talk. So a magnet is a magic net. Now, you live on a planned net or a planned net. So who has a plan to put you in the net? And who's using electric magnetic? We call it the electromagnetic spectrum. It's called light. So let me make sure you understand. There is a word called bioluminescence. I have the book that explains it, or you can look it up for yourself. Inside of the body, there is something called a lumiferous gene. Luma means light. Ference means to interfere. So there is something that is interfering with the big G. That's called the little G. Now, I've mentioned before in the book of Judges, chapter 10, verse 6, Judges, chapter 6, verse 10, it lists all of the other G's that are manipulating the signal, the frequency, or the wave or the vibration that has been sent from the big G. Now, your concern that I have for you is the inability to decipher or to discern the different frequencies. Everyone that I know, they're worshiping or they're following or they're under the influence of the wrong frequency. They're following what I call Constantine's Messiah. Now, I've asked, I've begged, I've pleaded for you to go watch Flavius Josephus. Now, he's one of the, again, historians for what we call today Christianity. Now, Flavius Josephus was funded because he used to be, until he was brought out by the Romans, and he changed history. Now, this is historical fact. Now, there's something called a Council of Nicaea. That's just one of many councils. Now, the Helios Biblios before that consisted of many other books. Now, I challenge anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, again, to prove me wrong. As I've said on many shows, I have $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. So far, I've had nobody that's been able to prove me wrong because you can't disprove historical fact. Now, most people believe that the Bible means book by bell. Everybody knows who Book Bell is. Now, that doesn't mean you don't throw the baby out with the Bible or with the bathwater. That simply means that you under, over, and understand Noah, Lamech, and why in the movie that was produced by Hollywood. Now, go to Google and type in Holly Tree. And look up what that means, why Harry Potter had a magic wand. Look up what that means. Or you can join my life management system. Again, I teach everybody the truth, not a version of it. It costs you $5,000 to join my life management system. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, why do you charge for the truth? The truth is free, Negro. You just go to Google and look it up yourself. You pay me for my time. My time is not free. I'm giving this time for free to let you know why you need to join with me or get with somebody who can show you the truth. So what God allowed me to see something on January the 1st, 2009. And since that date to this date, I've been sharing what I see. Now, I talked about the key, and the key is to understand the power of the magic of words. Now, most people are Bible thumpers that I talk to are card-carrying witches and warlords. And so for my Bible thumpers, which I am, I'm a Bible thumper. I'm proud of it. Let's go to the Bible, and let's understand the magic that the Bible says. Because the term magic comes from the Latin and the Greek. The French word magic, M-A-G-I-Q-U-E, the Latin word M-A-G-I-C-U-S, magicus, give us the Greek word M-A-G-I-K-O-S, magicos, which gives us the English word magic. So this word magic, it is the art of influencing events and producing or using the art of influencing events and people or producing marvels using the hidden forces that it talks about. And I got a book called The Hidden Forces that it talks about in the book of Job. So there are hidden forces. These are natural forces. Now, some of these forces are called, again, a lot of different words, man. We only got time to get into it because we get off track. But one of these words are called a sigil. A sigil is what we call a sign. Now, sigil magic used to be taught. It's called grammoria in the ancient text. In English, it's called grammar. So is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that has not been to elementary school? Anybody? That's what I thought. If you're from the United States, that means come together, states, that means mental dispositions. Now, a mental disposition is another word for demonstration, divination, deviation, or demonic, or demon. So is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that did not go to L, which means God, little g, mentally, which means mint, which is thought, T-H-O-T-H, or the hoodie, or green ones. So the green ones gave us our system. They're called the fallen. Or in the book of Enoch, they're called Anunnaki, or the Nephilim. Now, I've challenged, I've asked, I've begged, and pleaded for anybody to prove to me that the God of Genesis or the Old Testament, even the God of the New Testament, look up the definition of those gods. Trace it back to the etymology. Now, the word etymology, according to dictionary.com, the reason why this is so important, before you disconnect, before you label me as a heretic, before you say anything negative, there is something called cymatics. Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Emoto, just go to YouTube, type in the word C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. I have a book called Telematics. I have another, Telematics and Telematics, which we talked about yesterday, which comes from the English word perfect. The Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. The word perfect in the Greek means telios, which gives us telomeres, which is on the cap of your DNA. Now, I drink bottled water. So if you take bottled water and you remove the cap off of the bottled water, you turn it upside down, what happens to all of the water? It comes out. So if I take your DNA and I remove the telomere off your DNA and turn it upside down, all of your essence comes out. That's why you die. Now, according to biology, the only reason that you die is because the natural forces, the sound, the light, the vibration, the frequencies, the forces, the frequencies, the waves that's inside of your DNA comes out. That's why we anthropy or age. This is the art of magica or magic. So one of the ways to trap magic power is in words. Now, I didn't know this. Now I understand why my grandmother's words had so much effect on me. I'm still haunted, if you want to use that word, by some of the positive and negative things that was taught to me as a kid. So inside of the Bible, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, I did not say that. The Bible that you read, that was written by the God that you say you serve, that's in your book, Proverbs 18, 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. So if you love talking, which I do, as anybody that knows me, damn, brother, you can talk. Everybody knows I love to talk. Now, I never thought I could get paid to talk. Now, remember, talking is my problem. So as I talk about it, if anybody want to be wealthy, take your problem and monetize it. That's the key to wealth. The key to wealth is, see, now I'm a functional illiterate. I never learned how to read and write correctly in school. So I know, as I said before, hooked on phonics, it did not work for me. Because I don't know nothing about phonics. But that's the only thing that saved my life, because all of the wizards and witches who are primarily most of my clients, 60% of my clients, they're not Christians. They don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in the God that most Christians believe in. So they all tell me something I didn't know about me, because I don't know phonics. So when I read the Egyptian Book of the Dead, it doesn't have no effect on me, because I don't know the how to pronounce the words correctly. So therefore, the power that comes from phonics don't affect me, because my speech, my tone, my vibration doesn't change mass or matter. Now, how does this work? Now, I've taught this inside of all my classes. All of my clients know this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So the Bible says a whole bunch of other stuff about the tongue. In the book of James, tongue is the smallest instrument or the smallest muscle or the smallest part of the body, but it's the most powerful. Why? What is it about the tongue? Well, words come out of the tongue. Now, the Bible says, I've chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. So why does God call preaching foolishness? Now, remember, etymology, according to dictionary.com, which we're getting ready to break down in Proverbs, it is the chronological account of the birth and the development of a word. And it uses seven things to establish the true meaning and the value of this word. Now, again, eto and etymology. Really quick before we break down the scripture. Now, I wish I'm trying to cram 30 hours into 1 hour. The history of the word etymology. Every word, when you speak something, you're giving birth to what is called a thought form. The Bible says that you must give an account for every word that you have spoken. So when I talk and when you talk, do you know what you're doing? Now, I didn't know, so I was an irresponsible creator. So now I want to take responsibility for what I create. In the past, I didn't. I was young, dumb, and stupid. And I just said a lot of stuff. I hurt a lot of people by over-promising and under-delivering. By I spoke with my heart, which is the only thing that kind of helped. But unfortunately, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So good intentions is great, but that doesn't stop what you're doing from affecting other people. So I look behind me and I leave a trail of hurt people, because I didn't understand the three kinds of exegesis, which is biblical, cultural, and personal or environmental. Biblical, cultural, and environmental or personal. So I didn't understand that every time exegesis means to lead somebody out or lead them in. So I'm either leading you out away from God, or I'm leading you in towards God based upon my speech and my intention. And so I broke this down because I was hurting people. So etymology is the study of the true meaning of a word. The word ecto or eton means true. Ology means words, so it means truth of the word. So I'm an etymologist. I want to know the true meaning. So when somebody tells me a word, I want to look up and see if it's been Latinized or Satanized. Latinization and Satanization. Now, brothers and sisters, this is so deep that if, again, I have to kind of talk in circles a little bit, because if I told you the truth, it will destroy your version of the truth, just like it says in the Gospel of Thomas. So Proverbs 18 says this, 21, death. What is death? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Well, according to the original Hebrew and the Greek, the word death comes from Strong Concordance number H, as in Henry, for Hebrew, 4194. Now, that word in the Hebrew spelled M-A-V-E-T-H. Maveth. Maveth is the Hebrew word for death. So when you talk, you're doing Maveth. So Maveth means a personification of the realm of the dead. So I am personifying. Now, so a personification means I'm going to give personal attributes to the realm of the dead. Meaning I'm going to take something that is non-personal, and I'm going to give it personal attributes. I'm going to make it a person. So I'm going to take something from the spiritual realm, and I'm going to turn it into a personal realm. I'm going to make it, oh, man, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I'm going to make it personal. In other words, I'm going to create demons, devils. Now, death meaning taking something from the dead realm, the darkness, and bring it into light. So death means the state of death. It means creating the state of death. It means death, their place or state, meaning mental disposition of ruin. So my words can create a mental disposition in your head or in your spirit of death, meaning I can make you feel ruin. Death. Now, there's a lot of other Greek words or Hebrew words underneath that main word. The second word under M-A-V-E-T-H is another Hebrew word, M-U-T-H. So death means to create, to personify. I'm going to take something from the invisible realm, and it is the personification. So the word personification means I'm going to make it real. Now, it's not real, but I'm going to make it real. So how do I do that? I do that by what I'm doing right now, because I'm creating a thought form in your brain. That means, man, if you could understand this, man, you would never speak to your children or to another human being, which is a spiritual being, the way that we do. So the next Greek word or Hebrew word is M-U-T-H. It means to execute. So M-U-T-H.
4191.
Is pronounced?
Muth.
So Muth, M-U-T-H, Muth. So every time I talk, I have the potential to do this. It means to create prematurely negative moral conduct. It means to kill one by execution. So it means to execute somebody, basically. So words have the ability, according to the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 18, which we're reading from, words can create death. Every time you talk to somebody, you are creating death, potentially. Proverbs 18:21. Then it says you also have the potential to create life. Now, this is the good part. So life, again, in Hebrew is C-H-A-Y. So C-H-A-Y,
high,
kind of like H-I, but it's C-H-A-Y. That means living as in green vegetation or to flow. So in other words, flowing. Man, this is powerful if you can wrap your brain around it. This really helped me to understand, to really limit what I'm saying, unless what I'm saying is helping people or positive. So it means to create a flow of living water inside of people, like the fountain of living water. So every time you talk, you can create green, lush vegetation. You can create flowing. You can revive somebody. This is what I do for a living. My job, according to the Hebrew, my name means to uplift the spirits or the spirit of humanity. My job is to replace error with truth. So my name in Hebrew, my Hebrew name is Bethesiah, which means in the shadow of God. So it's like I've been hidden, or I'm under, or in the shadow of God. I'm under the protection. That's why I've been to seances. I've been shot at. I've shot at people. I've done a lot of stuff that most people would be either in jail or dead, and I'm still here because of this shadow or protection. Now, as I found out from my satanic brothers and sisters, and one particular witch who I may have on this show when we talk about soul contracts and counseling soul contracts, because this is what they tried to put on me. And they said it didn't work. So when I asked them why it didn't work, and they told me, now these are wizards, which is a male witch. Now, again, as I talked about, this is inside of the last movie that I broke down, the Transformers, Sam Witwicky. His actual name is Samuel James Witwicky. Samuel, Sam, means blind. L means God. The middle name is not used unless it's pronounced. Witwicky, Sam Witwicky. Wit, again, wiki. Wit means witch. Wiki means Wiccan. So all of the witches that are drawn or attracted to me are Wiccan. And so the quest or the question is the frequency as to why. Ask the witches who are under or have the ability to use words to put you in a spell using word magic. It's because I am what I've been saying, which I didn't even know. I've just been calling myself Master Teacher 33 because it sounds good. I did my Dear Canary report. It came up with life path number 33. You guys know, you just add your date of birth. Whatever number it comes up, that's what your life path is. Just, nobody really know what that really means unless you've done the research like I have. And so when I found that out, that they had no power over me because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So what did I do to get this? Nothing. As I've been talking about before, God has given everybody a gift. My question to you is, what is yours? Because if you don't know your gift, you cannot speak life into other people. Now, underneath the word C-H-A-Y is another Hebrew word. Now, the next word is C-H-A-Y-A-H. It's Chayah, so to speak. Now, this word means
Haya,
which is very similar to one of the names of the God, which is Haya. It's Aya, Asher, Aya, H-A-Y. That's why most people say God's name is Yah, because a lot of the words end in Yah, Y-A-H. So gifts, when you speak, you have the potential to give Chaya, which means to have life. It means to continue. It means to sustain. It means prosper. It means to revive. It means to quicken. It means to cause one to grow. So, again, words have this potential. But the question is how? How does words cause you to grow, or how do words cause you to stop growing? Now, this word also means to restore life. Now, as I found out when I started studying etymology, remember, it is the origin and the development of words. So words, again, creates world. Now, all of this comes from a word called grammar or grammaria or grammatus, which is all a part of what I teach. The problem is most people say the word grammar, they don't know what it means. So this, again, is like the word biology. When people say the word biology, they really don't know what it means. Just like the word, again, a caterpillar turned into a butterfly through this process called metamorphosis. Most people say that word, they don't know what it means. Now, the word metamorphosis, if you look it up, it means to be transformed by witchcraft or witchery. Now, I didn't make this up. Go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary. Look it up for yourself. Witchcraft. So witchcraft, as I found out, from all of my witches and wizards who I teach how to use their own stuff. Now, every card-carrying Christian, as I talk about in my book, Christian Satanists, they don't know this. So if you go up to a Christian and tell them that they are practicing witchcraft, they're going to look at you kind of stupid because they don't know. Because they don't talk to you now. Everybody in the church that I know, they scared of witches and wizards. And I've been to seances. I've been to blood orgies. I've been to all of this stuff. They kicked me out because they say that they can't. Their magic doesn't work when somebody's there. That's what they call, they have their red coat on, which represents the blood or the protection of Christ. Now, I don't recommend you go. This is my calling. This is what God told me to do. So you got to do what God told you to do. But most people don't know what God has told or is telling them to do. So I looked up what I do, and I found out that the word grammar is the study of the way sentences or language are constructed using morphology. Morph means change, ology by words. So word changes form. So I was like, okay, hold up, time out. So I can change somebody's thought form, which changes their electrical form, which changes their chemical form, meaning the body. Now, you have the same power, but the problem is you just not have been taught how to use it. Now, I was a little dude. I am a little dude. So there was a lot of fights I could not win physically, so I had to use grimoire. And so the witches and the warlords told me that, look up what you're doing. I said, what am I doing, man? Now, my own daughter, when she was 6 or 7, I've said the story many times. She said, Dad, you got a mouthpiece. I'm like, Shelly, what do you mean? And she would follow me around and watch me talk to people. Now, you guys know, now I bought over $1 million worth of real estate and never went to a bank. I went to a call out with no job, with credit score under 400 and no money, and drove off the call out with a brand new car. So I do stuff that everybody else, other people can't. When I tell people how I live my life, they're scratching their head, like, what? So I'm living in a big house here right now, and I didn't use no bank. I just talked to the dude, and the dude gave me the keys. Now, I've been doing this all my life until I looked up what I've been doing, because I didn't know. So the word grandma comes from the word grandmar. You know what grandmar is? Go to Google and type it in and click on images. Go to Google and type it in. Type in G-R-A-M-A-I-R-E. Now, that means learning. Now, I thought learning was a good thing. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So I thought repetition was good. Didn't you? That's what I thought until I looked it up. The word grammar, I'm reading from dictionary.com. Grammar, magic, incantation, spells, mumbo jumbo. Latin, grammatica. The Greek, grammatic. The art of letter writing. The art of scribes. The art of G-R-A-P-H-Y. Now, go to Matthew 23. Look up the word scribe. Now, Jesus says, I don't like these dudes. The scribes and the Pharisees, I triple dare you to go and look up the definition of what a scribe and a Pharisee is, which is a modern-day reverend like the bishops, which I am one. I'm a licensed and ordained minister. Been a licensed and ordained minister for 20-plus years. What I teach, I didn't read in the book. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said, because most people don't. The word grammar means magic, M-A-G-I-C. It means an incantation. Now, I have a book called You Are an Incarnation that uses incantation to result in your own incarceration. That's what you are. You're incarcerated by the words that come out of your own mouth. That's why I recommend you change your speech. That's all I did. I changed my speech, and it changed my life. I changed my thoughts, and it changed my life. When I tell people how simple it is, wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships, toe-curling relationships, are the result of thinking in a specific manner that results in you feeling in a specific manner, which results in you living. Now, remember, according to the Bible, you got this power. Now, I didn't give it to you. The creator of this dimension gave it to you. Now, inside of my book, The Demiurge I talk about this. This is one of the most difficult things for people to wrap their brain around. This is an unauthorized production. When I say that, people lose their minds. I understand. I just recommend you look it up. I don't want nobody to believe nothing. And if you believe what I say at face value without looking it up, man, you're in trouble. I could be lying to you. So I recommend you look it up. I recommend you go to the Bible, look up Strong Concordance number 82421, which is, again, the Hebrew word for the English word life, and you can read what it means in Hebrew. Then look it up in Greek. Then look it up in the Aramaic. Then look it up in the Paleo. Then look it up in the Latin. This is what I do all day, every day. I sit behind the computer and look up the definition of the word. I'm an etymologist. Why? That's magic. Now, I didn't believe that until I read, the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anybody look that up? Anybody look at the definition of the word transformed in Romans, what is it, Romans 8? Anybody? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, most Roman Catholic bishops that I know today, they don't look up the definition of the words that they speak. Now, when I was a young minister, the pastor said it, and I regurgitated it. Now, that was 25 years ago. I'm not young, dumb, and stupid no more. Now, I used to be, but I ain't no more. I understand the power of language. It changes other people's minds. Now, the next show series, I'm going to talk about changing people's minds without using words. This is what the witches and the wizards try to do on me. They use mental telepathy. Now, that's a whole other level. But I need you to understand how to find truth. The only way to find the truth, brothers and sisters, is to look it up. Because what is being promoted today is not true. In fact, oh, man, it is totally, almost 100% opposite. Now, inside of your Bible that you carry around, that you say you love, in Jeremiah 8:8, it tells you exactly what I just said. In Isaiah 45, it tells you exactly what I just said. In fact, there's a plethora of scriptures that say exactly what I just said. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? I am saying if you do not do, number one, exegesis, if you do not do two, etymology, and if you don't have three, the Ruach, you have a lie. Now, the Bible says also in 2 Thessalonians, now I'm not talking about you personally, I'm just talking about the general public. Because if you tuned into this show, 99.99999% of the time, if you still listen, you'd have disconnected a long time ago. Because most people listen to me, they say, Doc, I was with you, homie, but you was a little preachy, you was a little this, Doc, I had to disconnect. I like Brother Rome always say, and me and Brother Rome laugh, Brother Rome is like my brother. So I know you don't mind me saying it, because I know I piss off Brother Roman. Because people say stuff and it pisses me off. But me and Brother Roman know it's our egos. Now, me and Brother Roman, we two guys that got probably two of the biggest egos on the planet. I ain't met too many people that have a bigger ego than mine. So I already know I got a full-time job keeping my black ass in line. I don't have time, brothers and sisters, to try to get in your business. Do you know it's a full-time job? I got to work overtime keeping myself out of trouble. Overtime. Because when you talk, just like the Bible says, we take the truth and we turn it upside down. Now, we don't know that we're doing it because we have this thing called the flesh. See, the Bible says that the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. But the problem is nobody don't know or nobody has not been taught why words rule the world. See, we live in a system that deals with law and justice. Everything in the universe is based upon law. So the law keeps society in order. We have something called a court system. So when you go to court, you are really going to a place where there is a game. Maybe you ever been to a tennis court? You ever been to a basketball court? You ever been to any type of court? So when you go to a court of law, where do you think you're going? I'm just putting that out there. So the legal system operates on a jurisdiction that deals with a fictional system based upon facts. Anybody go to dictionary.com or any dictionary and looked up the word facts? People tell me all the time, Brother Will, I got facts, brother. And as soon as they say that, I know that they don't understand sacred geometry. I know that they don't understand that sound directs energy that creates sacred sacred geometrical patterns. Now, in the next series, I'm doing a series on something called phase conjugation. It's called plasma phase conjugation. It is what is called plasma euric field. Now, you have something called lactic acid inside of the body that is produced usually when you are running or exercising or you're in a state of fear. The reason that the enemy kills every animal before you eat it is to manipulate the plasma. Now, your blood is carried by plasma. Anything, don't believe me, look it up. Lucifer carries life. He don't produce it. Let me make sure you pimp the game. So there is something that carries blood. Now, the book of Leviticus says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So why is it that blood magic is on the planet? Go to the Old Testament. Show me anywhere in the Old Testament where there isn't something called a sacrifice. Now, it started off with Cain and Abel. Remember Isaac? Abraham told Isaac to sacrifice his son. Remember in the Old Testament, they would always take the blood of a yearling or a young. Why young? The blood is pure. It doesn't have no, the plasma doesn't have what is called plasma meratic. The plasma acid has not been contaminated. What does that mean? Let me make sure you understand what happened. Remember, God rejected Cain's offering and he accepted Abel's. Anybody know why? See, one offering came from the ground. The other offering didn't. Cain slew Abel, and then the next verse says that Abel's blood, just from the ground, Abel's blood spoke. That introduced something into this dimension. Before that, there was no such thing. I want somebody to find a scripture where blood sacrifices before Cain slew Abel. Now, I broke down yesterday that the only way to hear from God is to walk in the cool of the day. We talked about it yesterday, remember, in the book of Genesis? The only way, now we broke down the word cool yesterday. Remember, God talked to Adam and Eve. They walked through the garden, which again represents, as we talked about, den of the enclosure, your skull, your brain, Golgotha, place of the skull. The cherubim represents the cerebrum. It has to do with the brain. The Bible says the kingdom of God is inside. The Bible says anybody that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, I triple dare anybody. Look at the definition. What does it mean? It means interior. So you're talking about the Jesus that's outside the body. I talk about the Jesus that's inside the body because that's what my Bible tells me to do. So I got a book called The Biology. I got another book called Christian, The Biology of Christ. I got another book called The Biology of the Temple that deals with the word biology, B-I-O. What does it mean? It means a course. So there is instructions. Ology means words. So there's a course. Remember, English is aimless. It's a backwards language. You got to turn it around. What does it mean? That means that biology means words that direct your life. So if you understand that you are a biological, electrical, chemical being, you're in deep chemistry. Because I understand it. Every witch and wizard understand it. That's why the government sends you to court and you go in front of a judge, which in Genesis chapter 1, it talks about Elohim. And I triple dare you to look it up. Genesis chapter 1, that God in Genesis chapter 1, look it up. What does it mean? It's plural, Elohim, more than one. Now, I know, I've debated this before, but I looked it up in the original text. If you really want to blow your cookies, read the Emil Elish. Read the Codex Gigas. Read any of the cuneiform or the Sumerian tablets. Read any of stuff like the Textus Receptus. Read the Latin Vulgate. Read. Why? It talks about something that is very, very important for your understanding. That is the magic of words. So I broke this down in the last series where I talked about this is maritime law because you are in the sea. So women, represents the port. That's why a doctor or a dock, D-O-C-K, where you dock. That's why in the Navy is code for the naval, N-A-V-Y-N-A-V-A-L, your naval. Now, the naval, when you're inside the womb, the woman's womb, you're surrounded by amniotic fluid. Look it up. What does it mean? Maritime law, sea law. That's under Leviathan, which is code for Levi. So the Levi priesthood is the Leviathan. Leviathan means sea monster. That's why Jesus said, I ain't after the priesthood of Aaron. I'm not after the priesthood of Levi. I'm after the priesthood of the melanated chi of the Zedek. His name is Melchizedek. He's the king of right standing, the king of righteousness. This is word magic. Words create worlds. All you got to do is add some light into it. But the problem is, whose light? What light? We got the wrong light. Now, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, according to James 3, 1. It says that all good gifts come down from the Father of lights. You ever looked that up? I looked it up. I recommend you look it up because there's other lights. And most people that I know, they got the wrong light. Now, there's no disrespect. Hell, I had the wrong light for 40 years. I taught this stuff. And I know that God says that he's going to hold me accountable for everything that I teach. So on January the 1st of 2009, I prayed for death or truth. Because why? I want to teach error. My job is to replace error with truth. And as I've been saying since then, every word that I speak, before I speak it, I trace it back to its original. Or I get as close to the original as I possibly can. And as Jordan Maxwell, who is on his way out, Gilbert Blair, he's dead now. Dr. Sabi, he's dead now. Dr. Mazzaro, he's dead now. Why is all my gurus dead? You teach the truth, you die. Now, sorry about that. Let me make sure you understand as I close, man. But this is important. I'm not sitting up here saying that what you got is a lie. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that there are different levels of truth, different versions. If I blindfold 10 people and I place them around an elephant and I put their hand on the trunk and I ask them, explain to me what you feel. If I take another person and I put his hand on the ear of the elephant. If I take another person, I put his hand on the tail of the elephant. I take another person, I put his hand on the foot of the elephant and I ask them to please describe to me what you feel. They all would describe different things, but they all are describing the same thing, different perspective. If I transform you into a turtle and I tell you, what do you see? If I transform you into a giraffe and I tell you what you see, then I transform you into an eagle and I ask you, what do you see? You are all looking in the same direction, but the eagle sees something totally different than the giraffe. And the giraffe sees something totally different than the turtle. But they all are seeing or looking in the same direction. So the enemy is tripping us up because he's changed jots and tittles. Let me close with Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 8. Because this explains etymology better than anything that anybody else can say. Etymology is the ability to find the birth of the word. That means don't stop until you find the birth of the word. That's etymology. God, the big one, not the little one, Jesus said that light came into darkness, and darkness perceived it not. There's a reason why there has been a manipulation and a war over Jesus. Because if you got the wrong one, and I talked about the different names, whether it's Jesus Ben Hur, there's a plethora. I've researched this upwards, backwards, and trust me, it can be confusion unless you have what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Now, since my mother died and I was an angry little dude, I've been praying one prayer, and I pray that same prayer every day, and I will continue to pray the same prayer. And it's my prayer that you pray the same prayer also. That is, Heavenly Father, please lead me and guide me into all truth. Even if you already got the truth, even if you're all-knowing, you're all-powerful, and you're all-present, ask the Father to continue to lead you and guide you. And pray that prayer earnestly. Watch what happens. Your belief system is going to be challenged. Jeremiah 8:7 says, yea, the stalk in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. So God is saying, hey, animals know something, but my people don't. What's going on? Then Jeremiah 8:8 says, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? I'm going to ask y'all the same question, man. This is what I'm asking. How do you say you're wise? How can you say you're wise? So anybody who thinks they're wise, I'm going to ask you the same thing that the writer of Jeremiah is asking you. How can you say that? You say, well, Brother Will, I've studied, I've researched, I've this, that. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Now, let me let you know, I'm in the same boat, brother. That's why I pray every day, Father, please lead me, man. Lead me. Jeremiah 8 says something. It goes on and it continues. It says, how do we say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain may he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. So the pen of the scribes means that they tried, they wrote something, but it was in vain. He says, certainly in vain made he it. Somebody made something, but it's in vain. Jeremiah 8:8. Now, that word vain, so it says, how can we say that the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The pen of the scribes is in vain. That word, again, in the Hebrew, is Strong's Concordance 8267.
Sheker.
That means lie, deception, disappointment, falsehood, deceit, fraud. So there is a perpetuation of fraud. Somebody is trying to perpetuate a fraud. That's why we got so many versions. That's why there's such a dispute. That's why there's some Bibles that got a lot more than 68 books. You ever read the Cobran Bible? You ever read the Coptic Bible? Now, all of these Bibles existed before King James. Now, I'm not saying that that's good or that's bad. I'm just saying history. So it says if something was done, and it says, how do we say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? How can you say that? You saying you wise, you saying that you got God's law. That's what it's saying. It's saying that you say that you're wise and you say that you got God's law. God is saying, how do you say that? Because you say that you are wise and you got God's law, and God is saying, how can you say that? Look at verse 9, Jeremiah 8:9. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? ? Now, brothers and sisters, all I'm simply saying is one of the ways to help with understanding the wisdom or the lack thereof that you have to ensure that you're on the right path is to make sure you have exegesis, to make sure that you have etymology, and to make sure, again, that you have the ruach or the pneuma. Tomorrow we break down the third piece of the puzzle that you should have to assist you with over and understanding and how to get out of this box that we're in. We're in a magical box, and they use language to keep us in this box. Now, they use other things, too. It's a triune hex, as I talk about in my books, the triune hex, hexagon, hexagram, hexachord. math, music, and language. All three of those are designed to keep you from getting in contact with the big G. I'm just here to assist you with getting in contact with the true God, not the dumbed-down one, but the original. So, brothers and sisters, again, I'm a Hebrew 6-1 Negro, meaning I'm interested in going on to perfection, just like the Bible says. And if you want to do that as well, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We're not starting no church. We ain't starting no cult. I'm not trying to produce a bunch of disciples, no initiates, no little willies, and that's not what I'm doing. I'm a leader, and I just create other leaders. That's what it's about. We're all children of God. We're all God's offspring. We made in his image and his likeness. We just need to know which God, and we need to make sure that we are getting in contact with the true original God, because somebody doesn't want us. There's a covert effort to keep us from getting in contact with the original. We just want to do what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, verses 9, 10, 11, somewhere in that, when it says that if you do not have a love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. I want to make sure that I have a love of truth and not tradition. And it's my prayer that you have the same thing. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is, some people say, Yahuwah. His son name is Yahushua, because the son always comes in the name of the father. And he, she, it left the Ruach of the Numa. Now, the Ruach of the Numa is designed to lead you and guide you past all of this confusion. And with the Ruach and the Numa, again, it leads and guides. It never pushes, manipulates, or controls you. The Ruach always leads and guides you into truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just. I see.
Doesn't matter, you better get your energy and put it in. still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.